Are you ready?
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It really doesn't matter what you think. Right? It really doesn't matter what you say.
I kind of want to talk about it, but I kind of don't because I'll get in trouble.
I respectfully decline to answer on the grounds that I may be publicly reprimanded and fined.
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
That still makes me laugh. It's the whole team, Kip.
It's the whole team. That's probably one of the best speeches I've heard at a championship celebration. Awesome.
Sign him up for the WWE.
You reckon he's got his voice back yet?
No.
Because, man, he was that was high octane, wasn't it, for a long time. He went on. That ramble went on for about 10 minutes.
Speaking of not having your voice, you're going to have to carry the show today. I'm fighting off the flu.
What else is new, brother?
Yeah, okay. The trooper that I am.
The trooper.
The trooper that I am. In here in the studio, doing the show. I don't feel good. Which pretty much means the show's going to be crap. Because Kip's going to have to carry the load.
Does that mean you're not going to be right as much today? Because you don't feel good?
Yeah. Yeah. That's essentially it. My bracket's still perfect, by the way.
Yeah, it's still perfect. Well, nobody else's is, so let's hear your logic behind that.
Logic behind why my bracket's still perfect?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we've had this conversation before, but...
You pick winners after the game's over. Is that how it works?
Look, a couple years ago, I found this out. The best way to do this... I had a perfect bracket last year, too. And to this point, I've got a perfect bracket to this point this year. The best way to do this... I found a formula. Don't make your picks until after the game is played.
I'm going to remember that for future reference.
It helps a lot, man.
Mm.
It's hard to miss games that way.
It is. It is. Let's just adopt that philosophy during football season because you missed a lot of them last year.
This is the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm not taking any calls, but I'm supposed to give you the number. The pristine landline number is 912-275-7017, but I don't feel good, so...
You're not taking calls today.
I'm not going to answer the phone. You can call all day if you want. SouthernSportsEdition.com. We'll stream the show on demand when we're done 24/7 on that website. You can also check us out on Facebook Live, Bishop Media, Facebook page, my Facebook page, Kip's Facebook page, Southern Sports Edition and Bishop Media Sports Network's Facebook page. This segment brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, Gold Niles Pharmacy, Jessup Furniture, and by Nat's Landing.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-9961 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-262-9961.
Well done. You read a script. Of course, you didn't read it beforehand, but you read it all the way through without screwing it up. Good job. That's an uncommon thing for Kip.
Thank you, sir.
Got it.
NCAA tournament. March Madness is just insane madness this year. Just insane. But so, you got to love it, though.
Yeah. Our Elite Eight. In the South, which that South bracket, that thing right there, it got blown up in the first weekend, first day.
The number one team in the country in the tournament, highest seeded team in the tournament goes down, and then it's just utter chaos. You got a 9 and an 11 seed playing to go to the Final Four.
Raise your hand if you picked Kansas State and Loyola in the Elite Eight.
You're the only one. You're the only one.
Nailed it.
You should have bet money. You should have got in some kind of big money bracket. You'd be rolling in dough right now.
Kansas State took down Kentucky get there.
Which I didn't mind at all, did you?
Not really. Loyola Chicago beat Tennessee.
which I loved.
63-62. In the West bracket, you've got a 3 seed, Michigan. They're the highest rated team left on that side, period. Taking on the 9 seed, Florida State.
The Seminoles, man,
they are looking good.
We knew they were athletic. And, you know, when we're talking about who might get in before the tournament, Florida State was a bubble team, if you remember. There was a lot of debates whether Florida State was going to get in or not.
That bubble team has gone on to beat Missouri, number 1 seed Xavier, and Gonzaga on their way.
And they're good. They're athletic, and things have come together for the Seminoles right now, and they're going to be a tough out.
The premier game in the Elite Eight, number 1 Kansas, number 2 Duke in the Midwest.
You want to turn this back around from a couple of weeks ago? When one of our friends was calling in talking trash.
Oh, I sent him a text when North Carolina got eliminated.
What time did they tee off? What time did they tip off today?
I did. I sent him a text. I said, hey, do you want to come over and watch the North Carolina game next week? What time they tip?
You get a response?
Yeah, that's not suitable for the airwaves, but yeah, I did.
Wow, I'm looking in the brackets. What time did the Hills tip off today?
I don't know.
Carolina fans, chime in. Call in. Let's talk Carolina basketball.
You can call in. I'm not going to take your call, though.
Oh, they're not calling in because they're going to hide until next November.
They're not coming out of football season either, that's for sure.
Oh, no. You know they're not going to come out during football season. But they'll hide. They'll come out of the woodwork around October, November, and talk about Roy is going to have another national championship, blah, 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 blah. But what time they tee off? I've got the Masters on my mind. What time did they tip off today?
We will talk about the Masters.
I'm excited about the Masters.
That's a blue blood game, Kansas and Duke. Kansas got there beating Clemson 80-76. Duke in a hard-fought game with Syracuse 69-65. Syracuse, another bubble team, got all the way to Sweet 16.
They did. And they won a play-in game.
Yeah, they had a play-in to get in. That's right.
And they played in and won 2 games and got to the Sweet 16 and then played Duke tough. Duke's going to be Duke with that size. If those bigs for Duke are playing at the top of their level, I think they're going to win the national championship.
I'm taking Duke all the way, by the way. That's my pick. That was actually, believe it or not, and if you recall, I picked them.
Yeah, you did.
To begin this thing.
You picked Duke. I'll give you. See, that's the difference between me and you.
That I'm right more?
No, I don't have revisionist history. When you actually pick something that may come to pan out, I give you credit. Okay? But I've noticed since I've been doing this show, when I'm right about things, you don't reciprocate.
I just haven't had the opportunity to congratulate you on being right on anything yet.
Well, obviously you didn't look at my picks during the NFL playoffs, and you didn't. You have selective memory. College football playoffs, all that kind of stuff.
In the East, number 1 Villanova, number 3 Texas Tech. Villanova gets there by beating West Virginia 90-78. Texas Tech 78-65 winners over Purdue.
That Villanova Duke game in the Final Four could be a classic.
It gets tough for Duke now. They haven't had an easy road, but it hasn't been tremendously tough. Florida State's road's been tough.
I like Kansas, but I just don't think they can match up with Duke down low. Look, Duke's bigs are they're tough. Those two guys down low, when they're on, they're going to be hard to deal with.
Duke's going to have to go through number 1 Syracuse, probably number 1 Villanova to get to the championship game. And the championship game is probably going to be far easier than the two previous games to get there. The highest rated team left over there is Michigan at a 3.
Michigan could cause some matchup problem, but you know the matchup problem that will give Duke the biggest fit if they come out of that side. The team that would give Duke the biggest fit in a championship game would be Florida State.
I agree with that. Listen to this, and we're up against a hard break, so we got to get out. One of these 4 teams, no ifs, ands, or buts around it, either Kansas State, Loyola Chicago, Michigan, or Florida State, one of those 4 teams is going to be playing for a national championship.
Wow.
The legendary Max Barbecue. Now in Sterling across from the Jane Macon Light. Pulled pork sandwiches, ribs, turkey club, and of course those famous battered fries you can't find anywhere else. 912-275-8271 to call ahead. Max Barbecue is locally owned and operated by the same family for over 30 years. Monday through Saturday, 11 to 8. The legendary Max Barbecue. Now in Sterling. 912-275-8271 and give them a like on Facebook.
Yes, we all know Pristine Water for their unrivaled pool service here in the Golden Isles, but did you know that Pristine Water also will service your home or business with purified bottled water and pristine coffee? Yes, you heard me right. Pristine Water will deliver purified, chemical-free, highly oxygenated water and pristine master roast and other coffee favorites weekly. All condiments and supplies available, creamers, sugars, etc. Pristine Water, 912-264-9233, 166 Key Circle Drive.
Your new local roofing experts? Well, that's Pyramid Roofing. The roofing experts at Pyramid Roofing believe in being professional, courteous, and getting the job done right the first time. And they guarantee their work. So give Pyramid Roofing a call, 912-275-9595, or find them on Facebook. And for a limited time, give them promo code BISHOP and receive an additional 10% off. Pyramid Roofing, we keep you covered.
When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. Sea Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting, Sea Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office located in Sea Palms Resort or call us 912-638-6660. And you can always find us online at seapalmscoastalrealty.com.
All the best furniture brands. Magnolia Home by Joanna Gaines, Ashley Furniture, Universal Furniture, and more. Jessup Furniture has it all. Living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road across from Barbarito's. Same low prices, same quality furniture, same friendly staff. Same Jessup Furniture you know and love.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Kip, are you paying attention?
I'm paying attention, man. You every time that you bring me back with that, man, I want to get on the dance floor. I got some moves too, Jason.
Brother, I've seen.
No, you didn't see those moves. You didn't see these moves that I'm going to exhibit on this cruise I'm going on in a week.
Kip Branch is going to be gone for 2 weeks.
I'm going on an 8-day cruise to the Western Caribbean. Excited. Hadn't been on something like that in a long time.
You hold out for 2 weeks, you come back for a month, and then you go on vacation for 2 weeks.
Talk to management, brother. That's all I can tell you. When you, I'm like Richard Sherman, okay?
Oh, boy.
Okay, he goes out, he negotiates his own deal. Okay, I'm sorry that your agent's not very good, but I negotiate my own deals. Okay, so take that up with management. I have what we call... Actually, there's going to be a workshop on this cruise that I'm going on. Norwegian Cruise Line is going to have a sports broadcasting workshop that I'm signed up for. And management said I could submit an expense report for, I'm just saying, you need to look into these things. You got to get creative.
Management told you that, huh?
That's what management said. That's what management said. It's in writing, too. It's not what they said. It's in writing.
Interesting.
Yes.
Very.
Kind of like emails.
This segment brought to you by Urgent Med 1 and Urgent Med Plus, Pyramid Roofing, and by Brogans.
Your new local roofing experts. Well, that is Pyramid Roofing. The roofing experts at Pyramid Roofing believe in being professional, courteous, and getting the job done right the first time. And they guarantee their work. So give Pyramid Roofing a call, 912-275-9595, or find them on Facebook. And for a limited time, give them the promo code BISHOP and receive an additional 10% off. Pyramid Roofing, we keep you covered. The BISHOP discount. That's pretty good, man. 10%.
Yeah.
Hey, promo code BISHOP.
We feel like it would probably be best overall, from a philosophical standpoint, to give Ronald Acuna more development time.
Okay.
That's from the Braves GM.
Talk to management. You put segments in here that's really going to get my blood boiling. Braves fans, Ronald Acuna, .519 on base percentage, spring training, batting .432, four homers, 11 RBIs, number one top hitting on the team, but he's going to start the season in Gwinnett because philosophically we want him to develop further. We don't think it's fair to him. Bull crap. That's all that is. It's about money. We want to keep the kid down so we can keep him long-term down the road. This is all this is about. It's a business decision. It ain't in the best interest of Ronald Acuna. It's in the best interest of the Atlanta Braves. So they spewing all this garbage out there on Facebook and Internet and all that. It's all about dollars and cents. And Ronald Acuna, the fans pay the bills. They pay the tickets. They pay the salaries. But yet, the best player in minor league baseball last year, number one prospect in all of baseball, is not going to start the season in Atlanta in left field
because we want to keep him down. We want to get him some more development time.
Man, garbage.
Our number one priority is going to be the development of each player because you want them, when they're up here, to stay up here for long, productive careers and hopefully not have the yo-yo of going up and down.
Okay. That's called PC, political correctness, or run amok right there. That's a systematic plague in the United States of America right now. That's just plain PC garbage. Ronald Acuna is ready to play for the Atlanta Braves. He should be in left field starting for the Braves on opening day, and it's a dollars and cents reason why he's not. So stop it, Atlanta. You just kid. Baseball, I was looking forward to tuning in to the Braves. Now, I don't know if I'll tune in until they bring up Acuna. I might boycott. I'm aggravated.
We said we would keep an open mind, but what we did talk a lot about was how he ran through the minors last year. Having more development time, no one's ever been hurt by that.
Okay.
He hit .344 with 9 home runs in 54 games last season at AAA.
Okay.
When he's basically blown through the minor system in a little more than a year.
Right. So that's a complete 360 from the Braves and what they took with Andrew Jones back in the 90s. Because he blew through the system and got there.
In less than a year.
In less than a year.
Rafael Furcal did the same thing, and he took 1 year to go through the Braves system, and he was their starting shortstop the very next year at the major league level.
So, okay.
My point is there's a precedent for this. Andrew Jones and Rafael Furcal are the two precedents that the Atlanta Braves have had to where they've gotten these young phenoms that have just blown through the minor league systems, and in both cases,
right,
both of those guys were at the major league level in no more than 1 year because they were ready.
Ronald Acuna, he was ready last year. And you saw the product the Braves put on the field in 2017.
It was really good.
Yeah, really, really, really good. Really good. So I guess he's not ready, Jason, if you read that garbage that you're reading off of Facebook, right? I mean, off the Internet right here. That's a direct quote from Braves organization people, insiders.
They just want him to develop more. That's really it.
No, they want to keep him longer and, you know, don't want to have to pay him the big bucks that they're going to have to 3-4 years down the road. This is all about dollars and cents.
If he's not on the major league roster before April the 15th, the Braves will gain an extra year on the back end of his contract before he's eligible for free agency. If he's not on the major league roster before May the 1st, the Braves will gain an extra year where he's not arbitration eligible. So it makes business sense. Makes sense for the Braves to try and garner those extra years and hold him until after May the 1st. But the problem is it really doesn't. If Ronald Acuña is as good as people think he's going to be, he's never going to see arbitration. He's never going to have the chance to even go to free agency.
He's going to make the big bucks. What's his on base percentage again?
Oh, it was over 500. It was like 520 something.
And for the baseball people out there, the people that don't know baseball, the stats in baseball, that is an insane on base percentage, isn't it, Mr. Bishop?
What that's telling you is he's getting on base more than half of the times that he's coming to the plate. Is what that means, and his on-base percentage exactly was 519. So that means, here's the way that breaks down. A good major league player will be on base. Their on-base percentage will be in the high threes, low fours. He's 100 points higher than that. Are you kidding me?
But he needs more time to develop. We think it's unfair to him for him to race through this. Man, garbage. I'm not even going to try to. That's garbage.
Our sound of the week's pretty awesome. We'll play it for you on the other side of the break.
Golden Isles Pharmacy is your new hometown pharmacy, conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama. Golden Isles Pharmacy is not some fly-by-night pharmacy chain, locally owned and operated by Matt Donato. And yeah, you know him. Matt is a BHS and UGA grad. Free delivery to the mainland and St. Simons. Drive-through and low competitive prices. 912-266-8140 and online at goldenislespharmacy.com.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simons Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
The best private club value in the Southeast, Brunswick Country Club. 4 miles north of the St. Simons Causeway on Highway 17, an original 1938 Donald Ross design restored by Mark and Davis Love. The best year-round course conditions in the Golden Isles and now offering special membership packages. Contact Dan Hogan for more information or check out BrunswickCountryClub.com. BrunswickCountryClub.com.
That yard getting out of control, or you just want your yard to be the best looking in the neighborhood? Greenscapes Landscape and Design is your answer. Pressure washing, irrigation, and full nursery with tons to choose from to make your yard pop. Swing on in to Greenscapes Landscapes and Design at 6743 New Jessup Highway or give them a ring at 912-602-0954. Greenscapes Landscape and Design, your landscaping solution. That's 912-602-0954.
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the 7th Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Florida Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sphs.org/summit. On the diamond, the Knights of Frederica remain perfect in the region, thumping Trinity Christian 14-1 this past week. Frederica is 8-2 overall and 5-0 in region play. Also staying perfect in the region were the Glen Academy Red Terriers, rubbing Bradwell 12-1. Go 15-1 on the season and 2-0 in region play. Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Be sure to tune in to the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Ranch Saturday morning, 10 a.m., 93.7 WPQO.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
We've got some golf going on here in Georgia every year. Amen Corner.
Amen Corner, the Masters, the azaleas are blooming, and Tiger is on the prowl again. You admit it, Jason, when Tiger's playing well, golf goes up a notch.
There's no doubt. You can't argue it. You can't argue it. As much as you want to, the people that complain that Tiger finishes 12th in a tournament and the highlights are on SportsCenter of Tiger, there's a reason for that.
People tune in to watch Tiger.
He is a golden ratings consumption.
I'll be honest with you. I love golf, okay? I love to watch golf on TV. But when Tiger is in contention in a tournament, like he was 2 weeks ago down in Tampa, and then he was in contention at Bay Hill at Arnie's tournament last week, and, man, the crowds are energetic. I don't know if you watched 2 weeks ago, but Tiger finished one shot out of the, you know, he lost the tournament by one shot, but on 17, he made a 70-foot birdie putt to get within one, and, man, that place was like a... just like a Georgia game on a Saturday night in Athens.
You know what that putt reminded me of?
You.
Jason Bishop on the golf course.
Jason Bishop on the golf course. Masters Week. Real quickly, local sports minute between the break. Brunswick High took a big series last week against Richmond Hill. Won 2 out of 3 and sets up a big series starting Monday against Glen Academy. Huge baseball week on the local front. Brunswick and Glenn play Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Monday and Friday at Brunswick High. Wednesday at Adam Wainwright Stadium. Could be a good series.
This segment brought to you by Georgia Sea Grill, Sea Palms Coastal Realty, and by Big City Cleaners.
When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. Sea Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting, Sea Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office located in the Sea Palms Resort or call us at 912-638-6660. And you can always find us online at seapalmscoastalrealty.com.
By the way, you're listening to the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. If you miss any of this show, we'll stream it on demand, thesouthernsportsedition.com. Also, we currently are on Facebook Live. I'm not going to take your calls. But the Pristine Water landline is 912-275-7017. Before we move on, we got to play Sound of the Week.
Sound of the Week.
The Greenscapes Landscape and Design Sound of the Week is John Elway introducing his new starting quarterback.
With that being said, I'd like to introduce you to the new starting quarterback of the Denver Broncos, Case Keenum. I'm sorry.
What is your name?
I told you.
It doesn't matter what your name is.
That's great. John Elway paying, I don't know what they paid Keenum, how much they pay him to come to Denver. A lot of money, but John can't remember his starting quarterback's name. Classic.
With that being
again.
Said, I'd like to introduce you to the new starting quarterback of the Denver Broncos, Case Keenum. I'm sorry.
What is your name?
I told you.
Doesn't matter what your name is.
It's great. That is great. Great stuff right there. Masters. I love Augusta. I love to watch Augusta on Sunday. I'll be gone, but I'm going to find something on this cruise. So I'll be on the way back on Sunday, so I'll probably let somebody else drive, and I'll probably watch it on my phone. Final round coming back. Tiger, if he's in contention, TV viewership will be up 250%. Highest rated. If Tiger's in contention and wins the Masters, will be the highest rated Masters of all time. All of America will tune in. It's just madness what he brings to the game. But there's, yeah.
This is what I find interesting about Tiger Woods. When he went through everything that he went through, he was hated.
Wrote him off.
People hated him for what he did.
Right.
Okay. Years later, everyone loves him.
Well, let me tell you, that's the spirit of this country. I'll tell you why. We are a forgiving people at the core. And Tiger, you know, we watched his free fall right there in public with all of his personal stuff that blew up. Then the injuries started setting in. And then, you know, you can say what you want to about Tiger. You can love him. You can hate him. Whatever. But Tiger has put the work in to get back in this position to be able to be relevant at this stage of his career. He's got like four or five screws in his back, Jason. He's put in that kind of work. He's got a fused back. And he's put the work in to get in the position that he is in right now. America loves that. And they're going to, you know, they're going to cheer for him. Say what you want to. It's just the way it is. We watched him free fall, and now he's worked his way back into position, and Americans love that.
What if all this hype, as well as he's played to this point, what if he gets to Augusta and he misses the cut?
He just misses the cut. But he's going to win again on the PGA Tour when people said he would never win again. They wrote him off. I think Tiger's going to win at least two more majors in his career. At least two.
I'm going to give him maybe one. You have to understand, Tiger's not 25 years old anymore.
He's 42.
And 42.
Phil just won at 47 in Mexico.
With a lot of injuries. 42.
And Phil's battled some injuries too. Phil's going to contend. Sergio broke through last year. He'll contend. Justin Rose lost in the playoff last year to Sergio. I think he's the favorite to win the Masters, but I'm not picking him to win the Masters. I'm going to just go all in for Tiger.
I'm going Ricky Fowler.
Ricky's due.
The only reason I'm going Ricky Fowler is because I like the way he dresses.
And if Justin Spieth is rolling that putter like we know he can roll it, he's going to be a factor in Augusta.
Orange pants.
And I don't know about Rory McIlroy. Rory just blew away the field at Bay Hill. And Augusta's the only major he hasn't won. If he wins Augusta, he gets the career Grand Slam. And I don't know. I don't know if he putts consistently enough to win at Augusta.
Yellow pants. He even rolled out there with some purple.
I like Ricky Fowler. He's one of my favorite golfers on tour.
I have a couple pairs of pants. Lime green, orange.
What you going to see on Sunday in Augusta?
And a pair of purple ones.
He's going to see the red shirt and the black pants and the swoosh on the black cap. And we're going to see a memorable Masters.
The best hangout spot on St. Simon's, all the locals will tell you, Brogan's in the Village. Best salads, burgers, and wings on the island, and the best grilled chicken Swiss anywhere. But that's not all. Happy hour 4 to 6, and come on upstairs for the best view overlooking St. Simon Sound the island has to offer. Brogan's in the Pier Village on St. Simon's. Call ahead and pick up 912-638-1660 or online at brogans.com.
Your new local roofing experts? Well, that's Pyramid Roofing. The roofing experts at Pyramid Roofing believe in being professional, courteous, and getting the job done right the first time. And they guarantee their work. So give Pyramid Roofing a call, 912-275-9595, or find them on Facebook. And for a limited time, give them promo code BISHOP and receive an additional 10% off. Pyramid Roofing, we keep you covered.
Urgent Med is more than just an urgent care clinic. Urgent Med is now accepting primary care patients and accepts most insurances, with two locations to serve all of Glynn County. Urgent Med Prime, 5248 New Jessup Highway, just off I-95 at exit 36B, and Urgent Med Plus on St. Simon's in the Winn-Dixie Shopping Center at 106 Retreat Village. Walk in anytime and get in, out, and on with your life. In Brunswick, 912-264-1883, and on St. Simon's, 912-434-9316, or check out Urgent Med online at urgentmed-1.com.
All the best furniture brands. Magnolia Home by Joanna Gaines, Ashley Furniture, Universal Furniture, and more. Jessup Furniture has it all. Living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road across from Barbarito's. Same low prices, same quality furniture, same friendly staff. Same Jessup Furniture you know and love.
The attorney you need to kick butt and take names? Alan Tucker. Whether you need help with criminal law or a personal injury case, Alan Tucker is the attorney you need to get tough when it hits the fan. Stop on in downtown Brunswick at 9 St. Andrews Court, Suite 201, or schedule an appointment, 912-267-7123, online at alantuckerattty.com. That's A-L-A-N, Tucker, A-T-T-Y.com. Yes, we all know Pristine Water for their unrivaled pool service here in the Golden Isles, but did you know that Pristine Water also will service your home or business with purified bottled water and pristine coffee? Yes, you heard me right. Pristine Water will deliver purified, chemical-free, highly oxygenated water and pristine Master Roast and other coffee favorites weekly. All condiments and supplies available, creamers, sugars, etc. Pristine Water, 912-264-9233, 166 Key Circle Drive.
Back on the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Ranch, and now that monthly segment that makes me a lot smarter. Not hard to do, but joining us from Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Dr. Bo Sasser. Dr. Sasser, thanks for taking the time.
Hey, no problem, Jason. Enjoy it.
Sure, good. Okay, well, so spring training, Atlanta Braves, Luis Gajara, probably expected to have filled one of those rotation spots. He goes out with an injury. And I just want to set the stage for you, Dr. Sasser, and everyone else. Think about this. You're running sprints, and while you're running sprints out of nowhere, you don't pull, but you sprain a groin. How in the world do you sprain a groin?
And that's a good question. And it could have been something. A lot of times with these groin strains, they kind of work the same thing as like a hamstring strain, and where it's more of it's either the push off or the deceleration which causes a sprain of those tendons or ligaments. And so it's basically a hip flexor strain in that respect. But that's very important for a pitcher because the musculature around their hip is what they've needed along with his ankle injury for proper technique, push off, and power.
So a sprained groin is much different than a pulled groin?
No, I think they're basically about the same thing. You know, a sprain refers more to a ligamentous type injury, which is where a ligament, you have to realize, a ligament is where how bones are connected. The ACL ligament's the one that we all know about. A tendon is more of a hamstring strain, and that's where the muscle attaches to the bone. And so he probably has more of a pulled groin, which is more of like a flexor hip strain.
Again, joining us via the Pristine Water landline is Dr. Bo Sasser from Summit Sports Medicine, Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. We're talking Luis Gajara. For those of you that aren't familiar, he was probably going to be in the Braves rotation heading into the season. He has yet to take the mound. He's had a couple of injuries. We're talking about both of those with Dr. Sasser, one of which is he sprained a groin during sprints. And the other thing that he did, you were talking about how important it was for a pitcher to have a healthy groin. Also, I would imagine it'd be pretty important for a pitcher to have healthy ankles, and he doesn't even have that. Also, a sprained ankle.
Right, right. And I think that's, you know, the sprained groin or the hip flexor strain, those injuries, they will get better. They can take some time. They're important with a pitcher. But really, the ankle sprain can be more of you'll have to see. It should be fine. But if you think about a pitcher with his foot on the mound, if it's his plant foot, and he has to pivot and turn while he's pitching, that can affect his motion if he's worried that his ankle might give out on him, or if it's his plant foot when he steps out onto the mound, and he might be worried that when he steps down, it might rotate or give out on him. Both of those things will affect his motion and his technique, which, you know, when you're throwing 80 to 90 mile per hour balls, that can be a big deal.
The sprained groin, let's go back to that for a minute.
Okay.
I wanted to ask you a follow-up question,
sure.
and I got ahead of myself. For the sprained groin, what is he going to have to do for rehabilitation?
You know, apart from just heat, stem, ice, those kind of things, a lot of it is core strengthening. That's a lot of the issue is working on doing a lot of core work. It's the same thing that we do with our soccer players, because they will get the hip flexor strain, sprained groins, those kind of things, and we do a lot of work with their core, which increases their stability, decreases pain, and really rehabs them that way.
I'm assuming that the sprained ankle injury is something very simply for rehab, just rest.
No, well, and you would think that, and the problem with the ankle is, you know, when you put your foot down, you don't just slap it on the ground. It actually comes down pretty gently in a certain pattern. Your heel hits first, and then the outside of your foot, and then it rolls in a little bit, and then you push off. And that can be when you're walking, when you're jogging, and even when you're stepping down like a pitcher does. And so you have to know where your ankle is in space, and that's called proprioception, which is a big term, but basically it means that you know when your foot's hitting the ground. So if you just rest it, a lot of these people will still have some stiffness in their ankle, and it doesn't feel right. It just doesn't act right. And so rest is important, ice, compression, elevation, the whole Rice treatment, but also working with rehab to get that strength back and get that normal movement throughout his ankle.
Proprioception. See, that's what I'm talking about. That's why you come on the show. I have no. I don't.
Those big words.
Yeah, I won't even be able to pronounce it when I walk out of here. Again, Dr. Bo Sasser joining us from Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. What's interesting is the Braves have their official statement on these injuries for Gohara is there is no timetable. Why would an organization come out and say there's no timetable for these injuries? Are they that unpredictable?
Well, the groin strain definitely can be that unpredictable. It can be one of those nagging injuries. It's hard to tell with the ankle because a lot of times if these are more of a kind of simple type ankle sprain, you can get better probably on the mound in 3 or 4 weeks, but it might take 6 to 8 weeks.
Gotcha. Dr. Sasser, thank you for taking the time and coming on with us. Always a pleasure.
Hey, thank you, Jason. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Dr. Sasser.
I want nothing to do with a sprained, strained groin.
That's a nice, you know, that's a good interview, man.
He's always a good interview.
That's a good interview. And, you know, the Braves, you know, they're committed to, like you just said earlier, a little bit of development, a little bit of rehab, never hurt anybody. So let's just put, we were talking during the interview, Braves have 8 prospects in the Baseball America Top 100. 8. 30-something major league teams, but the Braves have 8 of the top 100 prospects. Let's just put them all in Gwinnett, man, and let them develop, because that's never hurt anyone. And let's just go full steam ahead. Let's get the Gwinnett Braves a pennant this year, a championship banner that we can hang in Gwinnett County while the big club in Atlanta just kind of treads water. 20 games under 500. Let's just do it. Because development's never hurt anybody, has it, Jason?
You could use some more development on picking college football games. Just be honest.
Development's never hurt anybody. I want to go. Can you send me to a seminar run by the Atlanta Braves organization on how to manage prospects? I mean, that would be a wise professional development goal for us all to go and learn all the ins and outs on how to develop prospects, because development has never hurt anyone.
this segment, as good as it is, brought to you by Catch 228, Alan Tucker, Greenscapes Landscape and Design, and Brunswick Mower.
That yard getting out of control? Or you just want your yard to be the best looking in the neighborhood? Greenscapes Landscape and Design is your answer. Pressure washing, irrigation, and full nursery with tons to choose from to make your yard pop. Swing on in to Greenscapes Landscape and Design at 6743 New Jessup Highway or give them a ring at 912-602-0954. Greenscapes Landscape and Design, your landscaping solution. Maybe we can call Greenscapes and let them go work on the field in Gwinnett, because obviously there's going to be a championship season going on in Gwinnett this year, and they want the field in tip-top shape. So let's call in Greenscapes to go up and get the Gwinnett Braves field looking good.
When you give him a bone, he doesn't stop.
And I got
Big City Cleaners and Quartz Cleaners have joined forces to make all your dry cleaning needs a reality. Whether you're on the mainland or on St. Simons, they have you covered and have been doing this for almost 60 years combined. Laundry, dry cleaning, fluff fold, alterations, and drive-through service to get you in, out, and back to what you do best. Free delivery to St. Simons. Big City Cleaners, 24 Midway Square next to Certified Burgers, 634-8688. And Quartz Cleaners, 6201 Altama Avenue across from Mike Murphy Kia, 264-3813.
That yard getting out of control, or you just want your yard to be the best looking in the neighborhood? Greenscapes Landscape and Design is your answer. Pressure washing, irrigation, and full nursery with tons to choose from to make your yard pop. Swing on in to Greenscapes Landscapes and Design at 6743 New Jessup Highway or give them a ring at 912-602-0954. Greenscapes Landscape and Design, your landscaping solution. That's 912-602-0954.
The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simons. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197.
Spring is just around the corner, folks, and that means grass cutting season is upon us. Make sure you're ready by having your equipment serviced now. Go see the true professionals at Brunswick Mower Supply. Fast, friendly service you can trust. Conveniently located at 6203 Altama Avenue, pickup and delivery is also available. So go see the hometown folks at Brunswick Mower Supply. Mention this commercial and receive 10% off your service.
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Dish Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Dish Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Florida Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sphs.org/summit. On the diamond, the Knights of Frederica remain perfect in the region, thumping Trinity Christian 14-1 this past week. Frederica is 8-2 overall and 5-0 in region play. Also staying perfect in the region were the Glen Academy Red Terriers, rubbing Bradwell 12-1 to go 15-1 on the season and 2-0 in region play. Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Be sure to tune in to the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Ranch Saturday morning, 10 a.m., 93.7 WPQO.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
That's my jam.
Awesome.
That's gotten me fired up. I'm ready to do the last segment.
You ready to do the last segment?
NFL Draft. This is the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Ranch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
You mean we're not going to talk about the Braves' development strategy anymore?
It's your show.
I mean,
you're a star show, man. You do what you want.
Atlanta Braves season fans starts on May the 2nd. Tune in because Ronald Acuna will be up on the big. He'll be in the big show on May the 2nd after the Braves get all their business stuff taken care of. Acuna will be there on May the 2nd. I got to look at their schedule because that's when I'm tuning in.
I'm gonna voice an opinion here.
Okay.
The Braves have been bad. The last 3 to 5 years, and particularly the last 3 years. They promised the fan base a winning season by the time they moved in the ballpark. That did not happen. They've done a lot of things
by trading away players that were popular and not really getting too much in return for them. They have done a lot of things to alienate the fan base. And then here comes Ronald Acuña.
Yeah.
And the fan base gets excited again.
Yes.
And so what do they do after they've done everything to the fan base that they have done the last 3 to 5 years? What do? They tell the fan base, you don't matter. That's what they're telling us.
Unless you want to go watch them play at Gwinnett. Gwinnett obviously matters.
You don't matter.
Yep.
This segment brought to you by Max Barbecue, Pristine Water, and the Brunswick Country Club.
The legendary Max Barbecue, now in Sterling, across from Jane Macon Middle School Light. Pulled pork sandwiches, ribs, turkey club, and, of course, those famous battered fries you can't find anywhere else. 912-275-8271. To call ahead, Max Barbecue is locally owned and operated by the same family for over 30 years. Monday through Saturday, 11 to 8. The legendary Max Barbecue, now in Sterling. 912-275-8271. And give them a like on Facebook. Man, I love me some Max Barbecue. Play football, Jason, with the Dean and Dale Wilson family. Wilson family's own Max Barbecue for forever. And great family. Man, I can remember after football practice, we'd go sit in the drive-thru when they were managing Twin Oaks, and we'd eat those battered fries after football practice. And the good thing about it, they were always free. This is called sponsorship plugs. This is what management told me to do. They told me to throw these plugs in here.
Well, the thing is you mentioned a restaurant there that's not a sponsor, so that doesn't count.
But we're talking about the family, locally owned. I mean,
you could use some more seasoning.
Yeah, we're working on it. I got on my Catch 228 shirt today, though.
Well done.
Looking, you know.
They are a sponsor.
They are a sponsor. So Catch. Best oysters on the island, dude. Good stuff.
Kip Branch. Oh, how you just do what you want to do.
The draft. Jets traded up to the number 3 pick. What does that mean?
So, wait.
Okay, go ahead.
We started the segment with Braves talk.
But we get aggravated talking about the Braves, so it's time to go on to another subject.
Okay, so you just decided we're done with that.
Yeah, you're aggravated too. You highlighted it well, talking about how they've alienated the fans, and
I'm just trying to keep up. I'm just trying to keep up because I don't know where we're going. NFL draft. Okay,
coming up in about a month from now.
The Cleveland Browns have the number 1 pick. Saquon Barkley, yes or no?
Yes.
Yes. I'm in agreement. Yes. The New York Giants are going to take a quarterback.
Which one do they like? Which one do they like is the question.
I'm thinking they're going to take Josh Allen. That's where I'm at. I think they take Josh Allen.
And do like the Eagles did and draft that quarterback from a smaller school, and maybe it turns into a gold mine like it did for the Eagles.
It's possible. Brett Favre played at Southern Miss.
Yes, he did. The New York Jets at number 3 pick, and we talked before we came on the air, man. If they pulled the trigger and drafted Baker Mayfield in the New York media market would be sports journalism gold.
Jason Bishop's about to tell you something.
Let's hear it.
Write this down. Of all the quarterbacks that are in this draft class, there are going to be some that succeed. There are going to be some that don't. The best thing that you have, the most sure thing to a quarterback succeeding in the NFL from this draft, his name is Baker Mayfield. I don't care that he's not quite as tall as they want him to be.
How tall is Drew Brees?
Another good point. Yeah. Baker Mayfield will be a superstar elite quarterback in the NFL. Discussion over.
Oh, I believe so, too. And he's got something that a lot of quarterbacks don't have, and he's got the swag to go with it. And that swag in the New York media market, man, that will be awesome. And if the Jets draft him, the NFL is just watering at the mouth for the Jets to be good again. You know, if the Jets are good, the NFL is making money.
Good again, as in good, as in they were good before.
They've been good in spots, but not
okay.
They won a Super Bowl.
Number four, the Cleveland Browns will get to draft again, and so at that point, I think they'll take a quarterback, probably either Darnold or Rosen, one or the other.
They have to get a quarterback because Tyrod Taylor is not the answer in Cleveland.
At number five, the Denver Broncos just signed Case Keenum, the NC State kid Chubb. That's who they're going to take at number five.
They need a pass rusher.
And that's what he does. At six, the Colts. I have no idea what they're going
to
do.
The Colts are hoping by trading down that Chubb falls to them, but I think Denver's going to throw a monkey wrench in that.
Which means they'll probably have to go quarterback.
We just can't get
Can't get Andrew Luck on the field.
Can't get a straight answer about what's going on with him. What's going on with Andrew Luck?
At seven, the Bucks are probably going to go corner. At eight, the Bears. Probably defensive line. At nine, I don't know what the 49ers are going to do. Maybe offensive line.
49ers are loaded up in free agency, though. Yeah. They're ready to contend.
And then at 10, the Raiders are going to draft Roquan Smith.
I hope they do. Man, Roquan Smith in that Raider black and silver would be awesome, wouldn't it? Ooh, that'd look good. I like the Raiders. I've always liked the Raiders.
I'm not convinced. Kip, you and I were talking about this before the show. I'm not convinced that we haven't seen the last of the Buffalo Bills making moves. I think they're going to trade up.
They're in that 12 hole, and they have, with all the trades that the Bills have made, they have stockpiled some picks. Look for them to maybe trade up in the top five or six to try to get a quarterback. They have to get a quarterback.
This has been the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Stream the show on demand 24/7 at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
The home for oysters on St. Simons, Catch 228. Catch 228 now unveils their extended oyster selection from all over the world. Maine, Canada, Nova Scotia, Prince Edward Island, and more. Also, don't miss Happy Hour, daily specials, Bloody Mary Bar, and an assortment of frozen daiquiris. Catch 228 at the end of Redfern Village, 228 Redfern Village, 912-634-6228.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
The best private club value in the Southeast, Brunswick Country Club. 4 miles north of the St. Simons Causeway on Highway 17, an original 1938 Donald Ross design restored by Mark and Davis Love. The best year-round course conditions in the Golden Isles and now offering special membership packages. Contact Dan Hogan for more information or check out BrunswickCountryClub.com. BrunswickCountryClub.com.
The attorney you need to kick butt and take names? Alan Tucker. Whether you need help with criminal law or a personal injury case, Alan Tucker is the attorney you need to get tough when it hits the fan. Stop on in downtown Brunswick at 9 St. Andrews Court, Suite 201, or schedule an appointment, 912-267-7123, online at alantuckeratty.com. That's A-L-A-N, Tucker, A-T-T-Y.com. When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. Sea Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting, Sea Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office located in Sea Palms Resort or call us 912-638-6660. And you can always find us online at seapalmscoastalrealty.com.
Golden Isles Pharmacy is your new hometown pharmacy, conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama. Golden Isles Pharmacy is not some fly-by-night pharmacy chain, locally owned and operated by Matt Donato. And yeah, you know him. Matt is a BHS and UGA grad. Free delivery to the mainland and St. Simons. Drive-through and low competitive prices. 912-266-8140 and online at goldenislepharmacy.com.